Think about the last time you had to cancel a subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way, thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. Yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the smart savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Welcome to another episode of The Good Listening To Show, your life and times with me, Chris Grimes, the storytelling show that features The Clearing, where all good questions come to get asked and all good stories come to be told, and where all my guests have two things in common. They're all creative individuals and all with an interesting story to tell. There are some lovely storytelling metaphors, a clearing, a tree, a juicy storytelling exercise called 5-4-3-2-1, some alchemy, some gold, a cheeky bit of Shakespeare, and a cake. So it's all to play for. So yes, welcome to the Good Listening To Show, your life and times with me, Chris Grimes. Are you sitting comfortably? Then we shall begin. And yes, I keep saying boom of late. It says go on my screen, but I'm going to say boom again because I'm delighted to welcome the boomtastic Tony Robinson, OBE, to the Good Listening To Show. Tony Robinson, the man with so many hats, literally, in what you do. And those of you watching the show will see that he's got an absolutely majestic thing upon his bonce as we speak. So, Tony Robinson, OBE, you have a very, very famous namesake, but you're very, very famous as a namesake yourself too. Do you ever get confused for the Baldric version of you?
Well, I sometimes wish I was him, but I don't think I'd have 25,000 followers on Twitter if they didn't think I was him. So, so it's pretty good, really, for me. No, but no, I did do once a show, an after dinner thing, and the people had actually come to it thinking I was, you know, Baldric Time Team superstar legend and a knight as well. And so it was hard work, that after dinner talk, I'll tell you.
Your third guest I've had where there's a bit of happy confusion. There's a very, very famous BBC producer called Paul Jackson, and I interviewed someone called Paul Z. Jackson, and Paul Z. formed the Z because he kept getting the other Paul Jackson's paychecks. And he was quite envious because they were pretty humongous paychecks, because this guy was like the comedy producer. So is Paul Z. Jackson, because he trained me with the comedy improvisation show and company that I'm part of that I still run, called Instant Wit. And then the other one is John Altman, who's Michael Palin's best friend. But there's also an EastEnders John Altman. And they've gone as far as actually introducing each other on stage, and the audience doesn't know which one's going to come in. Yeah. So John Altman, would you please welcome John Altman? And then everyone's going, anyway, we've gone off the rabbit hole tangent. I've got a bell for tangents.
We have imposter syndrome, that's true.
Yes. So Tony Robinson, OBE, you're known as the happypreneur. You've spent over 30 years improving microbiz in terms of how business owners that are perfectly formed and small are treated. You also very wittily said, I'll give you the joke about where you're dialing in from today. So where does Tony Robinson OBE live?
Sunny Scarbados.
Boom. So, and we connected because you got in touch with me after I'd interviewed Charlie Mullins, OBE, who is the Pimlico plumber, now a phoenix rising again as we fix London. And you had a really deep, long-standing connection with Charlie Mullins. Do you want to just tell us the story behind the story?
Yeah, absolutely. About 10, 12 years ago, we started something called an annual Microbiz Matters Day. In fact, I started it because I realized the power of LinkedIn, really, which is quite interesting. And I realized that I could, like, contact people and ask them for favors and various things. And so we started to run an annual Microbiz Matters Day where I would interview something like 30 or 40 quite famous business owners during the day, online first of all, and then it eventually moved after about 8 years to big live events. We moved from like a green room where the celebrities would come in and I'd interview them to actually a big live event. Anyway, Charlie was on the very first one, and he was such a hit that we actually did it in because everything was free. So there was, I had to beg, steal and borrow. And Google actually gave us a room in their place, and he stopped the place, and everybody was looking at their computers and listening to Charlie because he's such a character. He's so good fun. We got on so well that 3 years later, he allowed us to do the whole thing with 250 people as guests and put on all the things at Pimlico Plumbers, and he's just great. In the end, we called him our Microbiz Matters SAR because, there's all these SARs of different things, and we thought it was great to have someone like Charlie. It's common sense, but it ain't that common, that kind of that kind of whole thing, which is great. And as you found out, he's just brilliant at, he's got his set lines, but if you grab his attention, he will answer a question properly. Yes. Which is so refreshing. It's not going to be politically correct. Yes. He will answer a question, and so he's, yes, a dream to interview.
He gave the most brilliant advice. My son is 18, mm-hmm, and the advice was for any young person getting going is to make sure you have a trade. And that's of course where he comes from turning, a leaky tap into a complete sort of empire of the Pimlico Plumbers, which obviously sold famously for 140 million in the end.
Yeah, fantastic. And the other thing is that he also reinforces the advice that a lot of people give, generic advice, but when he was talking about his mentor Bill.
Yes.
His mentor Bill, who gave that advice to him as, yeah, well, was actually a plumber. You see, right, what I mean? So it's not like some generic law of attraction type mentoring, manifestation or goal setting or kind of thing. It's actually practical advice to help him become a plumber and a trade and earn a living. Ah, it's fantastic.
And the tools of the trade for a successful life, actually.
Yeah.
Also, thank you so much. You said you'd seen my Rob Brydon show live.
It was fantastic. Yeah, it was fantastic. So I watched it live on Saturday evening because I only watched live TV kind of thing. So I didn't know anything about Rob Brydon, which is I must be the only person in the world that didn't, because of my lack of television. But I thought he was absolutely brilliant, and I thought you were absolutely brilliant the way you actually set it all up. And I especially love the Michael Caine, Steve Coogan story as well. Oh, it's absolutely great. And it was a delight, and the audience loved it, didn't they? It's really warm atmosphere. It's fantastic.
A fantastic moment for me too, because of there was a previous guest actually who said that we are, all of us, and this will help to anyone watching anyway in the entrepreneurial space, all of us are where we are because of choices, actions, decisions that we made 5 years ago, almost to the day of Rob Brydon being in a sold out show. Obviously, due in no small part to Rob's brilliance, it sold out. But it was just a flag in the sand of progress that 5 years in, I have created a monster which works beautifully as a theatre show as well, which is so exciting.
And what I learned from you was also the fact that within 5 minutes, by using those photographs and you announcing yourself and the way you actually set it up, that audience was buzzing within 5 minutes before Rob Brydon had actually said a word, really. And it was just like, brilliant. I loved it. I learned a lot from it as well. It's really good.
Thank you so much. Tony Robinson, OBE, is here for, we're going to be doing leadership reflections because you are just extraordinary in terms of your entrepreneurship support for all leaders in the world. You talked about Charlie Mullins, his own excellence as a leader and things that he plays forward to pass on key messaging. You're also, if I may say, the Imelda Marcos of hats.
Yes, hundreds of them, unfortunately.
How many do you have?
I stopped counting when I got over 200, so I don't know how many there are, really. I've got a cricket hat for every country that plays cricket, you know, in their country from World Cups and things like that. So, you know, they add up these number of hats.
And within the curated structure, there are two squirrels involved, which I'll explain in a minute. It wouldn't surprise me if your own squirrels are, oh, a hat. And then we'll see. Goodly Mrs. Robinson is no doubt thinking, oh, he's brought home another hat. But anyway.
Yes, I have to go look for them often because they get shoved into corners and cupboards and things like that, yeah.
Excellent. So it's my great delight and pleasure. You are a professional speaker, an inspiration for your workplace and your world, is what you say about yourself on LinkedIn. You're also, as I mentioned, a serial marathon runner. How many marathons have you done?
Yeah, so in the last 12 years, I started when I was 60 odd, so 62 maybe. And I've done 18 half marathons and 5 marathons and just done the London Marathon. So that's good. All for Macmillan Cancer Support. So it's really to raise money for Macmillan. That's I'm not a runner by any means. So it's just a way of people, they'll give money to daft people.
Send money.
Yeah.
And if I may ask just the question, the story behind the story, Macmillan Cancer, we know obviously why you're using that as your cause, but is there any other personal connection to them as to why they've become your main charity?
5 of my close friends have died of cancer between the ages of 26 and 57. So, yeah, so that's the reason. And then there are lots of other people very close to me that are, you know, unfortunately battling it. Yeah.
Yes. And I can't resist, the motivational comedian part of me can't resist pointing out that if you're a runner, good on you, you don't live any longer, but you just get there a bit faster.
And that's absolutely true.
Or not. You could have really pushed back on that. No, that's nonsense. But anyway, thank you.
That's true.
So may I invite you to now be curated through the structure and the construct of the Good Listening To show. So just to explain to those who are seeing this for the first time, if you are, where have you been? I've just had Rob Brydon in the show. I've done 250 of these monkeys. But this is the show in which I invite movers, makers, shakers, mavericks, influencers, and also personal heroes into a clearing or serious happy place of my guests choosing, as we all share their stories of distinction and genius. So it's my great delight to curate you, Tony Robinson, OBE, through this. First of all, then, any questions before we start?
No, not at all. Get going.
Let's do this. So energetically, it's all set in a clearing or serious happy place of your choosing. So where would you say Tony Robinson in sunny Scarbados? I can't even say it. Can you say it again? Because I didn't say it well.
Yes, it's sunny Scarbados. We've got a microclimate and that's why it's sunny all year round. Yes.
UK Health Radio. The station that makes you feel good.
You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago, yet you still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is, managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all of your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money you wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved them more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
Think about the last time you had a cancel subscription. There's probably some waiting on hold, some guessing at your password, some mind-numbing small talk, and maybe after all that, you still weren't able to cancel it. Good news, it doesn't have to be this way. Thanks to Rocket Money. Rocket Money tracks, manages, and can cancel your subscriptions for you. When you connect your accounts, you'll see a complete picture of all your reoccurring subscriptions all in one place. Rocket Money organizes your subscriptions by due date and notifies you when something's coming up, so you'll never be caught off guard when you get charged. If you see a subscription you want to cancel, Rocket Money simplifies the process. Instead of waiting on hold for an hour, you can cancel it right from the app. Rocket Money will even try to get you a refund for the money you spent on subscriptions you forgot about. Stop wasting your time trying to cancel subscriptions the hard way. Make your life easier and go to rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. Or download the app from the Apple App or Google Play stores.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Lovely. So where is, what is a clearing or serious happy place for you, Tony?
Yes. Well, these are daily happy places, and there are two of them. So when I'm in Malta, which I've been in Malta an awful lot over the last 15, 20 years, it is in Independence Gardens in Sliema. And I would go there every single day that I'm in Malta, and I'll be sat on a bench in Independence Gardens. I'll have lots of cats around me because there's like, maybe about 400 cats live in Independence Gardens. And all my happy places have got food and drink associated with them. So I'll be eating a pastizzi of something, tuna and spinach or something like that. And I'll be drinking either a coffee or a red wine or a beer. And I'll be looking across the water to St. Julian's Bay. There are trees in this happy place, and all my happy places have got water and sea, and it's just absolutely wonderful. By the way, I'm on my own always in these happy places, so there's lots to observe, and especially cats mangling dogs, for example. Any dogs are silly enough to go into Independence Gardens, and it's a wonderful place. And there's also our next novel is called Maltese Venom, and that's dedicated to Daphne Caruana Galizia, who was assassinated, and there's even a monument to her in Independence Gardens. So that's a fantastic place. So wherever I'm in Malta, I go there. And in Scarbados, then it's similarly, it's next to the sea, it's at the front, it's at South Bay, it's at the Teapot Cafe. And if you walk up the stairs from the Teapot Cafe, you'll find another little bench where I actually sit. And I have either a chocolate tiffin, a scones. They do scones specially for me. Absolutely wonderful. A chocolate flapjack. So, you know, lots of wonderful things I have with a coffee. And I'm there every day. And of course, some days I'll write. Some days I'll just look around. Some days I'll, you know, maybe chat to, there's lots of people that know I'm going to be sitting there. So lots of people come up and have a little chat, which is a wonderful thing, really. You know, I've got a friend who calls it like light chats, you know, about nothing in particular kind of thing. But they make, you know, we're social people, aren't they? It's lovely when somebody comes up and says, hello, Tony, and have a chat about nothing in particular. So it's just like, that's great. Those are my two happy places.
May I just congratulate you? That's probably the most sumptuous nom 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 I've experienced. And what's lovely is you are the cat in the hat at both settings. And there's something beautifully Dr. Seussy about the Cat in the Hat, who's all that.
Lovely. And of course, I get withdrawal symptoms if I'm not next to the sea every day. You know, I just have to be next to the sea. I just love it. Melville wrote really well about that, didn't he? About the fact that people can just look out at the sea for, you know, and for no particular reason. But if you're feeling great doing that, then hey, that's great.
Beautifully positioned. And I'm obviously going to go for the independence garden because I think you are a really independent maverick. And so what I love is the fact that you've got, I love both benches, but if I may, can I choose to arrive with my Waiting for Godot-esque Samuel Beckett-y tree in your, next to your bench, next to all the cats, with you being the Cat in the Hat in independence.
Oh, lovely. Garden. Yeah, that'd be great. Yeah, let's do that.
So a tree now arrives because of my hecting background, and it is, as I mentioned, a bit Beckett-y, deliberately existential. So the idea is go where you like, how you like, as deep as you like, as silly as you like, as epic as you like, into this construct. You've had 5 minutes, Tony Robinson, OBE, as long as you've needed before we've agreed to do this, and this was a couple of months now in this sort of inception, to have thought about 4 things that have shaped you, 3 things that inspire you, 2 things that never fail to grab your attention, and I mentioned squirrels earlier on, that's borrowed from the film Up, where the dog goes, "Bolt, squirrels." You know, what are your monsters of distraction, your squirrels? And then the one is a quirky or unusual fact about you, Tony Robinson, OBE, we couldn't possibly know about you until you tell us. So it's not a memory test, I'll curate you through it, but let's go back to the top of the tree, 4 things that have shaped you first.
Yeah, I thought a bit about this because I think it's really interesting to talk about things like this because normally I'm just talking about micro-businesses and enterprise and startups and various things. So it's absolutely great to do this. And I thought, well, I'll go backwards in, I'll go to nearest 4 things. So the first one is 15 years ago, and that links with the Malta kind of thing because I persuaded my business partner Claire of, well, now 40 years, we've been in business together, my wife Eileen and 3 kids, to that I'd like to go to Malta for 1 year on my own, a sabbatical, and I wanted to get serious about my writing in that year, because I've always been tacking on my writing into other things, and I really wanted to get serious about it and do it. And so they said, "Yeah, bugger off." I mean, off you go. I mean, they said, "What a wonderful idea. It's best idea." So like that. So I ended up there earlier than I expected.
I wasn't going to go till next year, but
yeah, exactly. But anyway, in that year, really led to the last 15 years because I came back and I resigned, and this is the important thing, I think, in the shaping. I resigned from every single thing that wasn't giving me fulfillment, or didn't feel useful, or wasn't making me happy, including 3 organizations that I'd founded. And that takes a little bit of doing, if you like. I'd obviously done my writing, and you know, so I was really pleased with that, and I was pleased that I'd, you know, achieved that goal during the time, and I really have got serious, and I've continued that. A guy called Joss Burton wrote a beautiful book called Be Useful, and I've always felt really lucky. I'm very much of the momentum mori kind of feeling about things, and I've always felt like really lucky that I'm still here and I'm still alive and I live for today. Imagine all the people living for today, kind of thing. I do live for today. I've got no memory. Unlike Rob Brydon, I haven't got any regrets. You know, I just haven't, probably because I haven't got any memories. but the 2 things probably go. But seriously, I was then able to say, well, what would be useful, kind of thing? And then at the end of it, like today, I'm running the Be More Happypreneur shows and doing all those things. And I made sure that I was able to do things that made me feel be useful, like Joss Burton's book. And I've done that for 15 years or something. And that's all down to that 1 year in Malta. So that's completely shaped me. It shaped me. Yeah.
Is that where the happypreneur was born?
Yeah, it came about 2019, so it came about 6 years later. But what I had done is, like, I'd also improved my observational skills and listening, I think, during this. I've always been trying to do it because my wife and business partner Claire have always said I should improve my listening skills. And I think my observational skills improved a great deal being on my own and just walking around the island all the time and then writing at night. And I suddenly decided that I realized that a lot of entrepreneurs, and I've met some really famous ones and millionaires and various things, and some of them being clients, so I've got to know them really well. And there's an awful lot of really wealthy people that are entrepreneurs that are as miserable as anything. And one of them became quite a close friend. I was one of the few people that invited me to his ranch with an Olympic-sized swimming pool and all this kind of thing. And he died young as well. And I always thought it was really bad. Why are some people like me running my own business that, you know, are earning a lot of money, happy? And I elevated myself to the point of happypreneurship, which is you've got to be happy in your enterprising life at least 80% of the time.
What a lovely...
Yes, so basically I'd got myself up there from about 65% to 80% by, you know, what I was doing in the last 15 years. But I wanted to find out why we were really happy and other people weren't. And it came down to a number of things, and that's why we wrote the book as a guide. And the important thing about that, and just to go back to business for once, the point is about if you meet the values of happypreneurship philosophy that we've written and the influencing and how you're influenced and the enterprise skills, then 80% of startups will survive 3 years or more. Now, in Silicon Valley, only 10% of startups survive 3 years or more. And there are some very controversial values, as you can imagine, in those 10, such as things like avoid debt. Now, the whole world is actually selling entrepreneurs' debt, if you actually think of it.
Yeah.
But the ones that are happiest are people like Charlie Mullins that won't even allow a bank manager on his premises. That's how strongly,
yes,
yeah, he feels about the fact that, you know, he nearly lost his life and his business because of banks, yes, you know, recalling overdrafts and things like that. So anyway, long story short, but that's how happypreneurship came about. And the book is actually a guide to enterprise, really. But along the way, it will help you survive and thrive and, you know, do what you love doing and are good at, which is great.
The station that makes you feel good.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook, you know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.
the station that makes you feel good.
And also, you're championing the little business. That's what your pay in 30 is about, isn't it? That's a really important thing you must
do. Yeah, so I mean, that's the other thing. So, for example, I've been campaigning that for obviously such a long time. But the reason is that micro-business owners and self-employed people like us, we have to pay for things. Either the longest is going to be utilities and things like that monthly, but we pay most of our suppliers straight away, don't
Definitely.
We?
Definitely, yes.
You know, I mean, it's an unwritten code. We've got to meet with each other. We've got to, and so we're paying out money straight away. So these 100 large corporations on the FTSE 100 and various things that have standard 45 to 120 days payment terms, they are actually causing a 30 billion logjam in the UK, which means that when you deal with a company of any size, they may actually be in a supply chain from one of these 45 to 120 day standard terms, and they can't pay you within a reasonable time frame. And this causes so many problems. And basically, I mean, for example, in COVID, you know, you can imagine I was livid that the one thing that government didn't do during COVID is say that everybody has got to pay in 30 days or less, or else we're not giving you the furlough money. We're not giving you, bailing you out. We're not giving you grants. Everybody has got to pay in 30 days or less because we've got to pay our bills.
And so many small businesses completely lost out in any case. I mean, not
absolutely,
but
3.8 million lost out, excluded UK.
And the 30 billion, as you described, logjam, you know, being you can imagine that's why businesses do it, because they'll get fat off the interest, basically. But that's...
Oh, yeah. It's the easiest way to make money.
Yeah.
I mean, absolutely. I mean, I was managing director of a company whereby it was paid in cash because it was retail consumers. See, supermarkets are terrible. You know, the big five supermarkets are terrible. So they get paid in cash. They get all that money coming in straight away, and they don't have to pay for the goods that they've sold.
Yes.
You know, they sell those goods three times over. And of course, the fastest way to make money is on the money market. And I was in one of those companies that was actually wanting to do it. So the accountants want to put out the number of days that you can actually not pay for the goods as long as they can.
So the campaign, of course, then coming full circle is pay in 30, which is just this idea of, come on,
paying 30 days or less. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
So again, not to get too political, but back to the shaking of the tree now. So
So second one is 40 years ago. So that's, you know, totally shaped me, really. And that was a decision to, that's when my riches to rags story started, because I'd become a managing director of a 200 employee. I had all the big things. We had a lovely house in on the edge of a village. I had a massive car. Not that I should ever been given a driving license because of my dyspraxia, but we had all the trappings. We're traveling first class. We're actually at a conference in Venice when, I said to my wife, who didn't like coming to these events anyway, she doesn't like that kind of stuff, but she had to because I was managing director of it. I said to her, you know, I'm going to resign. And this lifestyle, and that was the start of four times downsizing and all sorts of things, as you know what it's like with, you know, when you start off self-employed and various things. But, you know, I've had the most wonderful, with my business partner, Claire, I've had the most wonderful 40-odd years. And she's got a famous name, which is Claire Francis, but I'm not allowed to talk about her or my family too much because none of them like it. But she's one of my heroes. And, you know, that was the start of being totally independent. And more importantly, I think, this is a bit philosophical, being able to totally stand against my values. So I can put my hand on my heart and say that as far as I know, I've been able to worked to those values for 40 years since. And I don't know that you can in an employed position. And I'm not criticizing employment. In fact, I think most people, nobody should ever start up their own business without having some other income streams. And that, you know, it's better to test trade while you've got a job,
yes,
and even get a job while you're actually running your own business, if that's another way of getting income, yeah, in. So I've got absolutely nothing wrong with it. You know, and all my talks are to big companies, and
yes,
all my clients have been big companies. So I've got nothing against employment, but I'm just saying on a personal level, you know, it's liberating. It's a bit like Nina Simone once said, you know, what is freedom? She said, no fear. And I think that that is the liberating thing. You know, not there's no fear about losing your job because it's your own business kind of thing.
Yes. And I love the fact that in the epicenter of the clearing is your flag, flapping majestic with the happypreneur, flappity, 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 flappity. I love that.
Right. The third one was 1985. So was the last one, and the next one is 1970-71. And so my father died, and and I was in my A level year, and I'd been very conscientious and I'd been a good academic, etc. I'd been to the Alawite Festival for 7 days in 1970, 600,000 people there without a screen or a mobile phone and one stage. It's incredible, really, when you think about it. But I was with a whole group of people that were all creatives. And, you know, I think of myself as a creative rather than, I certainly don't think of myself as any thing to do with business. But my father died, and I had a kind of big decision to make, really. My instincts were actually taking me towards helping my mother with the family business. That's what my instincts were taking to me. The selfishness, hippie part of me said that I just want to get out of this all, you know, and I want to be with creative people all the time. And many of my friends had actually left school before A-levels and were in bands or were actors like Christian Burgess and, you know, so lots of people. But I thought, well, I've also probably got to make some money for my mother and things like that if I do it. So anyway, I decided to go to London to do a degree, to be with my creative friends. Obviously, a lot of them, in order to earn a living in the arts, had to go to London. And the course was rubbish, but English and philosophy. But my first philosophy teacher actually became chief rabbi, and he was a guy called Lord Jonathan Sacks. And I got really interested, wow, in philosophy.
Yes.
As a result of his teaching, he was only 2 years older than me. So he was doing his PhD. It was his only teaching job that he ever had. I was so lucky, and I got really into philosophy. And I thought it was absolutely fantastic. And so that has shaped me. You know, there is nothing more that has shaped me in my life than that philosophy kind of thing. And then the last one, very quickly, it's school days. I mean, I hate Freud and all this that, but this is my proudest possession as well, which wasn't one of your questions, but this is an East Riding Schools cricket hat. And I had to work bloody hard to get an East Riding Schools cricket hat. And I'm really proud of that. And
thank you so much, Donnie. That was beautiful.
But basically, I had polio when I was 8 or so. And that has completely shaped me, because I spent 15 months bedridden in between going to hospital visits and various things. Had to learn how to walk again, all that kind of stuff. But the wonderful, and my whole life has been incredibly lucky, and I'm not just saying that, it has been incredibly lucky, was the fact that my mum, who giggled her way through life and her business, and dad's business, but was the most brilliant teacher. So there's me thinking of going back to school, thinking, oh, I don't really want to go back, you know, when I'd recovered and learned to walk again, all that kind of stuff. You know, I don't really want to go or whatever. And I found that, like, I was way ahead of them. So I was way ahead of them in the class, if you like. And that always, you know, I was an only child. And so I had no reference points kind of thing. And I thought, this is absolutely great. This is what life is all about, you know, being top of the class and various things. And then, you know, I slimmed off a bit. By the time I went to grammar school, you know, I played every sport that there was, you know, I just loved it. And I wanted to be the best at every sport as well, tennis, cricket, whatever, which is, so it was like the most fantastic thing to suddenly realize that, you know, God, your mum's actually made you like really good at all these things. You know?
The description of your mother was just beautiful. The fact she wiggled her way through life.
Oh, yeah, she did. Yeah, yeah. The house was always full of her friends, you know, and people coming around and they just giggled all the time. And Christmases were, you know, better than Charles Dickens would have wanted them even. They were absolutely wonderful.
That, gorgeous, love that. So is that the four shapages?
Or that's four shapages, yeah.
Positioned with dates akimbo.
Yeah, that gets you right back to it, yeah.
And I forgot to mention how fantastic it was that your family said, by then, when you said in the first shapage that it was time for a sabbatical year.
Yeah,
Did you literally step away from your family for the entire year?
Yeah. No, Eileen, my wife and daughter came over in the last 2 weeks, I think.
Wow.
You've been listening to The Good Listening To Show with me, Chris Grimes. If you'd like to be in the show too, or indeed gift an episode to capture the story of someone else with me as your host, then you can find out how care of the series strands at the goodlisteningtoshow.com website. If you'd like to connect with me on LinkedIn, please do so. And if you'd like to have some coaching with me, care of my Personal Impact Game Changer program, then you can contact me and also about the show at chris@secondcurve.uk. On X and Instagram, it's @thatchrisgrimes. Tune in next week for more stories from The Clearing. And don't forget to subscribe and review wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, it's kind of embarrassing how bad I am at budgeting.
Let me see your charges.
Ugh, fine.
You spent over $600 on takeout last month.
I can't cook. You know this.
Yes, I have had your disgusting food, but you're literally paying for a meal subscription on top of that.
Whoa, wait. That can't be right.
Look, just get Rocket Money. It shows you all of your expenses in one place and even tracks your subscriptions. And if there's a subscription you don't want, which for you, there are a lot you don't need, you can just cancel right in the app with a few taps.
So you mean I don't have to call anyone to cancel?
Nope. No hold times or anything. And they'll even try to get you a refund on some of the months of wasted money, which is a lot of money for you.
Okay.
And if you thought I was done, I'm not. The app can also help you make a budget that works for your income. Anytime you get close to your spending limits, it alerts you, so you know exactly where your money is going at all times.
All right, I'm in. What do I have to do?
Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple or Google Play stores.